Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Despite a national push to involve more women in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, barriers persist. According to Statistics Canada, women are less likely than their male counterparts to study STEM subjects at university. Men are also more likely to pursue careers in STEM fields. Lauren Voisin was a scientist, an innovator, an entrepreneur, and all before she graduated high school. When she was only 8 years old, Lauren founded her own robotics company. By age 13, she was a UN speaker. She believed in introducing kids to subjects like robotics and coding early on. She passed in April. But with the Lauren Foundation, her legacy continues to inspire young women to innovate and create. Welcome to The Conversation Piece. This is Lauren Voisin from The Walrus Talks Next Gen. She was 12 when she gave this talk.
Hello, my name is Lauren Voisin. I'm really honored to be here to share my ideas about how to ensure that Canada remains a great and competitive nation. Over the past few months, I've had the privilege to attend and speak at a number of conferences ranging in topics from medical advances to educational forums and discussions on how art can maintain a resilient role in Canadian society. All of the conferences involved incorporating technology. I founded a robotics company when I was 8 years old called Robots Are Fun. The underlying principle of my company is that I think introducing robotics and code at a very young age reinforces the idea that technology is a tool and a great educational process. I have learned a lot since I put my first robot together, and I think that these lessons can be applied to a number of different subject areas, ranging in topics... Sorry, messing up a little bit. The most important lessons are, in business, you have to be innovative and competitive. To achieve the best results, you have to be supportive and collaborate with your fellow business peers, because that allows you to build a good team of motivated and goal-focused collaborators. You need to provide products to give solutions to problems in the world, do something to solve a problem, and to help others. So if we start thinking about collaboration, competitiveness, innovation, and problem solving at a young age, in and out of the classroom, and continue to nurture that environment, then I think that we would see amazing things being developed by Canadians at all ages, which I think is really exciting. I have experienced gender-based discrimination, but I didn't know that it had such an effect on women and girls. Until last year, when I met Gloria Steinem. She's seen as a celebrated feminist, but really, she just wants equality for everyone. Recent studies show that girls start to think that boys are better than them at age 6. Why is this happening? We need to encourage everyone to participate at all levels so that the next generation of Canadians can make Canada a better country than it already is. Recently, I attended a conference called Geeky Summit. It was a celebration of women in technology, and there were a lot of encouraging stories and interesting workshops. It was great. However, a few days later, I was at a pitch clinic, and out of about 40 adult participants, there was only one woman. So this appears to be a problem, and I'm doing my best to help change this. By encouraging women and girls to balance this out, because in the end, I think that in the end, the ratio should be equal. STEAM learning, which means science, technology, engineering, arts, mathematics, has been gaining popularity in educational systems and programs. I find this really exciting because these are programs that encourage girls to become more interested and remain interested in STEAM-related fields. But I think that there's more we can do. I wish I could add another E for entrepreneurship. That might give us more incentive to become more entrepreneurial and promote mixing different aspects of business like art, medicine, and architecture with technology to better ourselves as Canadians and provide products that give solutions to problems in the world. How can we help the next generation, my generation, do this? We need to remove barriers to allow children to be able to connect with technology more. The internet can be a valuable tool to access technology-related information, but internet access and data is expensive. So we need to be sure that Canadian children have inexpensive access to reliable internet services. Elon Musk, for example, is doing something about this by making a net of satellites to give the whole world reliable internet. Maybe even a computer lending program so that everyone can access the information that they need. Wouldn't it be great if Canadian children had inexpensive access to technology? I realize that I'm really lucky to have resources I do, plus access to internet, maker spaces, and mentors, but not everyone does. I think that it would be great for everyone to have access to a maker space either at school or library or even a national maker center. I think the first one should be in Calgary. The Maker Faire in Calgary was the first place that I got to share my ideas with others. It was exhilarating. The maker community really fosters collaboration so that there is a very supportive group of makers and collaborators. So I think we should be fostering support systems for kids, for instance, schools that are designed to support risk-taking and entrepreneurship and inventiveness. I know today teachers don't hand out zeros, but kids are still made to understand that they are a failure if they don't get the grade. And what if you're a girl and you already think that you're not as good as the guys and then you get a failure in school? So instead of promoting that kind of thinking, I think we should be teaching that failure is just one very important part of the learning process for both boys and girls. I think that it's very important for kids to get a second chance. I have an acronym that I made up to help me stay focused and never to give up. I say to myself, a fail is a first attempt in learning. But then I have SAIL, a second or successful attempt in learning. Whatever comes first. This tells me I just have to keep going and keep learning. It is important that kids have role models that they can look up to. There are quite a few people who inspire me. For example, Elon Musk, Robert Thirsk, James Dyson, Roberta Bondar, and Chris Hadfield. Kids need to know more about people like these and others. I think having more mentoring programs and connections for students is important. Having a mentor can help give you context for the skills you are learning. And just maybe, with support and good models to follow, an inspired, motivated, and innovative young lady or man will take their place in the long list of Canadian inventors who had made significant impact on the well-being of the world. Yeah. Okay, so there's a quote that sums up my feelings for Canada's Next Generation by Chris Hadfield. You're never really alone there. Your dreams are always waiting, just waiting. Big dreams about the kind of person you want to be, wonderful dreams about the life you will live, and dreams that actually can come true. So that's my wish for Canada's next generation, to grab that idea, fly to the stars, and make that dream come true. Thank you.
Dedicated in Lauren's honor, the Lauren Foundation is a fund that encourages young creators and innovators to bring their ideas to life. To donate, visit laurenfoundation.ca and click on the GoFundMe link. The link is also in our show notes.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.